Aleishur Chelek Aleph Daf Tes Zayin Paragraph Hey. Tekufas Avais Hashani Mugderes Baze. The era of the Second Temple is defined by this. Ki Acharei Hayispeinenus Oidivchinu BeAchdus Shnei Olamos. That after sufficient contemplation, it was still possible to discern the unity of the two worlds. Churban Avais Hashani, but after the destruction of the Second Temple, there's a new era in the levels of Klal Yisrael and the Avodah of the nation. The Gemara says, Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Macharav. Why was the First Temple destroyed? Mipnei Gimel Dvarim Shayuboi Avodah Zara VeGilui Arayos Shvichus Domim. Aval Mikdash Sheni Shanu Bekiim Boi Sheyoskim BeTorah UveMitzvos UGmilus Chasadim Mipnei Macharav. Why was the Second Temple destroyed? Mipnei Sheesa Boi Sinas Chinam VeChule. Rabbi Yochanan VeRabbi Elazar Amar Tarvayu Rishonim SheNizgala Avoinam Nizgala Kitzam. The Rishonim, those generations of the First Temple, their Avoin, their transgression was revealed, and therefore Nizgala Kitzam. It is revealed how long the galus would last. Acharoinim shelo nizgala avoinam lo nizgala kitzam. Those generations that followed the destruction of the Second Temple, where the avoin is not revealed, so to the end of the galus is not revealed. Says the author, Mevarim Chazal Bazeh. Chazal explain through the statement. Shabais Hasheni necherav mipnei shenechav oilamoi hapenimi shel ador. The Second Temple was destroyed because the inner world of the generation was destroyed. In contrast to the First Temple era, where the transgressions were extremely serious, however, the inner world of that generation wasn't destroyed by the transgressions. It is outward. Inside, in their heart, they were close to Emunah and Teshuvah. Their end was revealed. Galul izman mugbal. They were exiled for a limited time. Chazaru le'eretz Yisrael ve'asu Teshuvah. They merited to return to Eretz Yisrael and to do Teshuvah. Ulam bavayis hasheni ha'asa b'hem sin'as chinam. That was the affliction. Be'olamam ha'chitzoni lo haya pgam. In the external world, there was no flaw. Those acts of chesed did not testify to a love within the heart. What emerges is sinas chinam, which is the root of midos ra'is, it corrupted and destroyed the inner world of that generation. It's that inner destruction that caused the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. There's a profound principle over here. Midois ra'ois, hein churban olamo ha'pnimi shel ha'adam. Negative midois really constitute the destruction of a person's inner world. Zoi ha'emes, the truth is, ein hasaga amitis ve'en hargasha amitis. No true perception, understanding, feeling can reside in a heart in which hatred resides. If what we are seeking is to build a rich inner world, we've already established the imperative of building such a world, we have to plant within ourselves positive midos. To go back to the beginning, the question we posed right at the beginning of this introduction, Mavoi Klali, Yesod Chinuch LeTorah Ma, what's the foundation for training oneself in Torah? HaNekuda HaMerkazis, the central point is Lev, the heart. Misham Niftach Lefaninu HaOlam HaNistar HaElyon, it's from there that the hidden world, the supreme world, is open to us. Umisham yushpa shefa shel kedusha al haguf ve'olam ha'maaseh, and from there pours an influx, an abundance of kedusha on the physical body, on the physical world, the world of action. Ve'olamenu ha'pnimi, that inner world, aleinu livnois al yedei amal vigi'ah, we have to build through toil b'midois u'mitzvois gam yachad. Toil and effort in improving amidois and in performance of mitzvois at the same time. Ad kan.